Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The message for today I've entitled, Our Promise of Comfort. John chapter 14, verse 1. Do not be troubled in your heart. Just as you believe in God, believe also in me. I wonder how many times we really show our true trust and belief in God by the way we live, by the things we do, by the attitudes we show. When someone we love is going through a difficult time, do we entrust that person into the loving hands of God, or do we hold on wanting things our way in our time? Yes, it's good to try to keep the loved ones that are closest to us from difficult situations, but we have to trust God knows best, far better than we know. I can remember the last moments of the life of my precious wife. We had walked life's pathway together since we were 14 years old. We had hearts that seemed to beat in time with each other. I loved Joyce more than any other human on the face of this earth, and I do not want to belittle the love I have for my children, and now only one child is left. The two girls have gone to be with the Lord and be with those that have gone on before. But there is something that goes beyond the love of the ones that God has brought into our life, and that's the love that we have of Him. We can trust God to do what is right. Sometimes we hold on to those things and those individuals we need to allow to go and be with the Lord, or to do as God wants us to do rather than what we want to do ourselves. We want the easy way many times, in fact most of the time, but sometimes God takes us through the difficult times in order for us to minister to those who are also going through difficult times. I have read over and over across the years those who have been in situations where they were in concentration camps or in prison for their faith, who began to be more used of God in those difficult situations than they ever were when things were going well for them. Never strive to be comfortable, but rather let Him bring the comfort that comes even in the difficult times, even in the painful times. When we trust God, we say, in essence, Lord, You know what is best in coming in bringing about Your will and Your way and Your desire for us. So, Lord, we just trust You, and whatever comes, whatever difficult situations we may find ourselves in, we can be comforted by the fact that You know what lies ahead. And, Lord, You have promised us that we have an eternity that is so great that we can just say, Lord, You know best. Here's my life. Here am I. Use me the way You want to use me. Heavenly Father, as we come into Your presence, our desire is to be used by You. Lord, take our life. Let it be a holy sacrifice, acceptable to You, to be used in whatever way You desire. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.